T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That is why it is a big honor to have right here the, I'm sorry, I used to call him the CEO. He's not.
No.
He's the lead goose. Chris, Chris Geissens is here. Chris,
good morning.
That is the title on your business card?
It is. It is. Yeah, you know, president and CEO, frankly, is a little boring in our culture. So
okay.
Lead goose, much better.
What is the culture of Wawa?
You know, it's people first, because Wawa's all about that. It's about the interaction at store level, and so my job is to make store-level associates' jobs easier. And so, frankly, lead goose, we have fun with it because I'm the least important person in the company.
All right, but I'm guessing, because you're not very old, Chris, that you are a big fan of Wawa before you became an executive.
That is very true.
Right? You grew up with Wawa?
I did. I grew up in Vineland, and so South Jersey, and Wawa, that was an early entry point into New Jersey for Vineland. And my first Wawa experience, I remember, was young, and my father took me there, and there was actually a deli on that same location, and we loved the deli. My father was in the car wash business, so he would always go to the deli and sort of exchange quarters for dollars. He was their bank, if you will. And long story short, he told us one day, the guy who owned the deli, he's selling out to this place called Wawa, which got me really upset.
Yeah.
And then when Wawa opened and I saw the candy aisle for the first time, it was all fine.
All right. So. It is. I'll bet that Wawa is a lot different than the Wawas of today.
Yeah, it is. That's what we call our legacy, or small Wawa, if you will. And the good news is what's the same are the people. So the connection and great people is what it's all about. But as our business has grown, our stores have grown. So
right, this is a big, big day. What's going on today with Wawa and the Hoagie Fest?
25th Wawa Hoagie Day here in Philadelphia. That's 25 years of giving free hoagies away, and we're doing a 6-ton, which is 23,000 hoagies that we're building. There's hundreds of Wawa associates over at the basement of the National Constitution Center since about 3 a.m. building hoagies, and we'll give them away, about most of them, on the Independence Lawn.
Right here.
Noon, right here today.
Right around the corner, people, at noon.
That's right. But first 5,000 of them went over to Philabundance and made sure that we're doing the right thing there, which is a great partner. They do great things in the city. And then 1,000 a little bit later this morning, we'll go over to the Veterans Multi-Service Center.
All right, Chris, what's your favorite?
Oh, boy. I wish I could tell you it's some of the healthy stuff, but no, you know, actually my go-to if I go in is maybe boring, is a turkey hoagie. So
turkey hoagie's great. You got a great turkey hoagie.
It's good.
You got a great Italian hoagie.
When I want something hot, our meatballs are the way to go.
You know, Al, now you wouldn't think
that,
you know, a convenience store would have a great meatball.
Ends in a bowl.
They have a great meatball.
Yeah,
I order the meatball at least once a week. At least once a
really?
Week. But the other one, then you threw me a curveball with the club sandwiches.
Yeah, our clubs are good.
Because the clubs are great.
Really,
Al,
good.
The clubs, you're a club guy. Oh, my God, the clubs. And the thing is, you just go, you know what, I'll take it the way they order it. Huh. You hit the button.
I love the machine.
Al likes the push button thing, right? That hasn't been around that long, right, Chris?
No, it's over 15 years now, believe it or not.
Wow.
You know, and I think we got lucky. That whole touchscreen iPad generation came afterwards, and it continued to grow.
And you guys expanded. You guys started having, like, quesadilla and stuff, man.
Oh,
it's awesome.
That's my kids' go-to, quesadilla.
Man.
That's
right.
A big deal.
So here's the thing, though. But the truth is, I learned this a long time ago. Coffee is what makes Wawa go. Am I right? Is it still over 50% of sales is coffee?
No.
It used to be.
No
more now?
No, because the offer is so broad between quesadillas and hoagies and gas and all that
and
good
apples
stuff,
with peanut butter.
Apples with peanut butter.
The thing about the coffee is there's like 12 varieties.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's so many different kinds. And when I'm in at like 3:30 in the morning, they're making it then, constantly.
Are we taking care of you at 3:30, Angelo?
No, terrific.
Good.
Terrific. So I go to the one on, the reason I have to go to one in Cherry Hill is because you don't have a big one yet in Medford. But I heard he's working on it.
We're working on
it. They have a big one, but it's on the other side of Medford.
Oh, but that's fine, the one I go to.
It is great.
You know what makes it different?
Right.
It's one of the few places left where it's yours. It's like my Wawa. Like, If I see somebody, what are you doing at my Wawa?
It's very true. Now, I got to ask you a couple of things here that I've confused me. One is I can't deny that one of the great hoagies you made, you don't make anymore. The American.
Oh, boy.
Right? You must have taken some heat on that, right?
We are today from you, apparently.
No, I just wondered.
We haven't heard a lot of heat from that.
You have not. I may have been the only one ordering it.
So that's the thing. There's a very vocal minority of lovers of certain products,
yeah,
like the American hoagie.
Right.
That the majority tells us through sales and by voting with their checkbook, if you will, that wasn't a big seller. And so for us, when you think about Wawa behind the line where the associates are working, it's complex. There's literally a trillion ways you could make a hoagie if you went down all paths. So
customize,
we have to really evaluate, reduce, simplify when we can. And the American, Angela,
okay,
was
Chris,
a big seller.
I also get all my guests at Wawa. I get all
thank
my
you.
Guests at Wawa.
Thank you, thank you.
But I do a move, and I'm not sure it's what Wawa wants.
Boy. Yep.
I go to the pump, and I say, fill it, I'll pay inside, which they accommodate. And then I go inside. This is bad?
Situational awareness is what I would
Okay, good, because it's 4 in the morning. It's 3:30 in the morning.
So you're probably good then.
Okay.
You're probably good. This has been a point of discussion, debate, controversy for us for 22 years in gas.
What's the official position?
The official position is that we will encourage, especially in New Jersey where we have gas attendants there, encourage people to move, but again, situational awareness. If it's 4 in the morning and there's 2 cars there and it's not busy, you're fine.
You're okay. So
if it's the store I went to yesterday at lunchtime that had every single stall filled and only about half the cars had people in them, the situational awareness, we would like our customers to move their car after filling up.
I'm glad we cleared that up because that is a big problem. At peak hours,
it is. But it's also part of the whole Wawa thing, right? People at Wawa, like Al said, it's their Wawa. It's their store. It's their neighbors that they're seeing. So just like they hold the door longer for people when you go in and out of Wawa, we'd expect that they're going to also take care
of
the
guests. How many thank yous a day are said for holding the door?
Holy cow. That's a lot. It's amazing.
I did
it's
it today amazing. Again.
Oh, no. It's
why is it that at Wawa you hold the door?
We don't know, but my theory is that it's the community. It's what Al said. It's people have this connection to that store, and so it's almost like you're walking into their home. And so I'm going to hold the door to welcome you, or because you might be a neighbor, a friend, someone you'll see in the soccer field, baseball field, and you know it's not some place where it's just
so that's
unknown.
Part of the training of working at Wawa, right?
No, that I would tell you is the best of the community culture coming through at Wawa.
How cool
and that's why
is
we
that?
Won't go to automated doors or anything like that. We love that feel.
I see how that's why you said that. That they won't because they want you to hold the door.
Yeah.
Except for the guy that has to run and has heart problems trying to catch up to you as you hold the door.
I still feel like it's a small town in there. Like growing up with Wawa,
so cool.
Always having it, you always feel like you have your neighbors there.
Yeah, right. I agree.
All right. Now, the next one, we go down to spring training, and we were so thrilled when you guys had a place in Clearwater. You're still expanding. Is it just the East Coast? What's the plan for where Wawa goes?
So, believe it or not, first plan of attack is we're in the 5 Mid-Atlantic states up here, and we actually think there can be more Wawas even where there are Wawas today. So you're going to see a lot more Wawas, we think. We're going to push into North Jersey, but we're going to fill in areas where you maybe think, like Medford, that we don't need another Wawa. But then down in Florida, that's a big growth plan for us. So we have 117 stores open. We're 5 years
God.
In.
Oh, my God. 100. You're in Virginia now?
And we're in Virginia, so we go down. But we leap from Virginia all the way down to Florida. And the question we always get is, well, when are you going to connect the two? And the answer is maybe never. We're really focused on creating what we have up here in the Mid-Atlantic down in Florida.
And the expansion has been used with all the big ones now, right?
Yep. It's, well, other than they're big, but other than the urban centers where we do have some non-gas stores, but otherwise the suburban large gas model is it.
All right, Chris, I want just one more question because I think you know that we're very we're very intense about Wawa. And I am, you're a businessman, I'm not. But I believe the single most brilliant decision made, probably before you were the head goose or whatever, you could lead goose.
Lead goose.
Right? Somebody decided not to charge for ATM
in
Wawa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know I do all my banking at Wawa, too? Can you tell me the history of how that decision came about and the impact it ultimately had on the business?
Yeah. Yeah, that, you know, that, as Al mentioned, free air for your tires.
That's
that,
unbelievable.
I didn't even know that one.
Oh, yeah. And
huge.
The pumps are great. So
but there's a line.
We especially in the fall when everyone's tires go down. So we actually think about, in that example, we think about how can we put in more free air pumps to give away more free air. But that's the logic and culture of you really want to go after making a trusting relationship with your customer. When we looked at that, that was in the mid-80s. You're right. I wasn't at Wawa. And someone looked at that and said, why would you take money from someone, charge them to get their own money? And it was a great way to sort of build a trusting relationship. And it was funny, when we originally rolled that out, we said no surcharge, which we didn't surcharge. But then the banks, certain banks on the back end would surcharge. We ended up refunding all those monies too until people figured out.
Okay, well, so, I got to tell you, that was brilliant.
It's
because that's where I get my money.
Yeah,
and then I spend it.
Now I don't even need cash
really
now because I don't even need cash anymore because I use the app. It's unbelievable.
I have the app, and someday we'll learn how to use it. But I'm a little. It's not your fault, Chris. I'm a little slow at some of that stuff.
Apps are not as easy as hiring a 15-year-old kid in a basement to build an app is what I've learned.
Really? That's what well, let's remind everybody again, because today's a huge day for Wawa and Hoagie Fest. Where can you go to get free hoagies today, Chris?
Down on the lawn of Independence Mall, the National Constitution Center, between 5th, 6th Street Arch, right down there. There'll be at least 17,000 hoagies for free. And it kicks off Wawa Welcome America. So we have.
I can't. But somebody showed me a picture. I was part of First Hoagie Day with Brookie. With Brookie here.
Signed the petition.
Pat was here, right? Yeah. I signed a petition
to make
first
Wawa
one.
The first official, the hoagie of Philadelphia.
It's a big part of my life.
It is.
And it's a big part of all of our
thank
lives.
You
it's such a cool thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Chris, thank you so much for coming in. We're honored and thrilled to have the people from Wawa. And we hope to do a lot of promotions with you guys and stuff like that. Because we don't, you know, it's just, it's a natural thing. Al has this theory that when you're looking for a house,
you gotta be
one of the things you look for is proximity to a Wawa.
Yeah.
That's how big it is here.
You'd be amazed at how many parents send me letters about their child is choosing a college because of proximity of a Wawa.
Seriously.
And how they want them to go to the other store or other school and if we'll build a store near there. So
it's a big part of our lifestyle. Chris,
you can't get that Wawa. You don't need it.
We salute you this morning for being such a big part of us. And we look forward. Well, I'll be there every day. There's not a day in my life, Chris, not a day when I don't hit a Wawa.
Thank you.
Now that they open the bridge, I can go back into Avalon.
Oh, jeez.
Everywhere, there's a Wawa.
You know, the expressway. You need to open a big one on the expressway to go to the shore.
Oh, you want to do the rest stop?
Yeah.
Why not?
That to be Wawa.
Chris,
right,
now we've given you all the advice we have.
We have to continue to
run one of the great companies in all of America.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, appreciate
it. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.